A handful of Not Again SU organizers are occupying the Krauss-Heinz administration building, demanding more action from Syracuse University officials. The building's windows and walls are covered with signs saying Black Lives Matter and End Racism. Organizers acknowledge that it takes time to implement policy and make change, but this unidentified Not Again member says it's important to keep students informed with updates.
How do we know that they're actually taking steps? There's been no tangible progress update-wise. Like, they can let us know what they've made progress-wise if they want to be more transparent. They obviously have not done so.
This organizer said when they receive updates, they're not always reliable. He adds that the administration has claimed their plan to build multicultural learning communities and residence halls was complete. But so far, only one more was added, for a total of two out of SU's 24 dorms. Not Again SU is also still pushing for the resignation of four top administrators, including Chancellor Kent Siverud.
That's something that we're adamantly fighting for, because we believe that with that systemic change will actually happen, because these administrators who have been here for at least 5 years have obviously been complicit in this. This is not an occurrence that has happened one time.
Organizers are making a new list of demands for administration to agree to. An independent advisory panel created by SU leaders will meet with students, faculty, and staff this week through a series of listening sessions. This follows 20 dialogue sessions hosted by committee members last week. Since occupying the space on Monday, students who refuse to leave have been referred to the Office of Student Rights and Responsibilities. SU's Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer Keith Alford and Vice President of Student Experience Robert Radsky said in a campus-wide email that these students have been cited for violating campus disruption policy. Alford and Radsky continued to say no students will be suspended for protesting. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.